base. 2 lines from the bottom. Omar Rab Abe Bar Kahane, Omar Rab Chanine, Pimutoi Shel Beis Rebbe Muta Letaltalon B'Shabbos. So Rashi says, what is Pimutois? Menoirois. Eloi Shel Chulyes Hoyu. They didn't have Chulyes. We learned before, a Menoirois Shel Chulye, they asked to be metaltal, Tama, it might fall, and he might go and put it back together again. So here we are speaking about that it is not Shel Chulyes. Om Alei, so Rab Abba Bar Kahana was speaking about the Pemutais of Beis Rebbe. It seems there were many Pemutais in Beis Rebbe. Om Alei Rab Zeire, Benitlin B'yodai Achaz, Oy B'shtei Yodai. Are you speaking about the small ones that are Nitl B'yodai Achaz, or are you speaking about the large ones? B'shtei Yodai. Omaloi ka'oison shel beis avicha. I'm speaking about the menorahs that are bebeis Rebbe, which are similar to the menorahs that are in your father's house. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, shel beis avicha diktanes hayu. Avo gedoilois odom kaiveya lahem mokim. A menorah gedoyle, it is heavy that you have to pick it up with 2 hands, is Adam kevei eloi mokeim, so he's makze datoi to move it on Shabbos, so that is mukze. That is what Rashi says. Taisvi says, Omalei keoison shel beis avicha, peirish shehem gedoylem. Fakertan Rashi, that Beis Oviv Shel Rab Zeire, who was a wealthy man, we'll see in the Ram, they were big ones. So he was matir to be metaltal large pemutais, even though as nitlin b'shtei yodos. Oiktanim de isluhu chitki kamoi shepirashti leil. Or Taisa says, maybe he is speaking about Ketanim, and his matter, the Islohu Chitki. Now, to understand a little bit what the Sugya is speaking about, let us just see 2 Taisvas, a Taisvas Daf Lamed Heyam Ad Aleph, then a Shikul Gemore Daf Mem Heyam Ad Beis Daf Mem Bovam Ad Aleph, and then we'll see the Ram. And Daf Lamed Hei Med Aleph, Teishvis Tiberamaschel Va'afilu. So Teishvis says as follows: Va'afilu Bastrei Kuri Loishorili. Here we are speaking about if someone is permitted to be metaltal a kaveres that holds. It's a large kaveres. It holds 2 kurim. There's a pilpul, if one is allowed to be metalto by 3 kurim, by 4 kurim. And the Gemara says, Vafilu bas trei kuri loy shorali. It is too big. So Taisva says, Les ilches ahochi, she is batal mimenu toires keili mishum koivdoi. There is no such inyan, that means even though there is such a sugya here, but lahaloche, if we have a keili that is not moved, due to the fact that it's a large keili, it's a heavy keili, that is not mavkiya the shame keili, and it is muta betult. The oma beperik beis da erevin, ahi shirise, there was a koire, da have be rebi pedos, da have shokli lo asoro, that you needed 10 people to pick it up, vishodi lo adosha, they used to use it to lock a door. Omar Teres Keli Olel. So Memele, so we see that heaviness is not a criteria in Havko Hashem Keli. Afilu Abaye Gufe Loi Kiblo, Nabaye Gufe, which asked the Shaila, and he was told, Taisis, that Tre Kuri Loi Shorili, but he wasn't Mekabel this Psak. Gidamrinen Bepere Kire, Minarto Shani, Shaodom Keveya Lomoke. That, there the Gemara says as far, we'll see the Gemara soon, that a Menoire is different than a Ner, because Adam Kaiveya Lomokim, he leaves it there, is Makze Midaitoi Milataltu, so therefore it is called Mukze. Om Alei Abaye Vreikilas Chasanim, the Adam Kaiveya Lomokim, Umutal in the Toysol of Firka Bishabis. So Abaye asked, Kilas Chasanim, which is a type of a bed with a canopy, it's also, they're not portable. The Adam Kaveil Amokim, Umutal in Toysel of Erka Bishabis, and it is not Mukze. Ela Omar Abaye. We'll see the Gemara soon, that the guidelines that Abaye said. Al Koponim, so Toysel brings a Gemara, that is no such inyan of Kaveil Amokim, because of its heaviness, in order to be mafkiya the shame kailin to asa bitult. V'hoda omrinon b'shili kol kisvei, argimore, p'mutoi shel beis rebi muta letautlon b'shabes, omale rabzeire b'nitlin b'yodai achas oi b'shtei yodai, omale ka'oison shel beis avicho. So he answered the size of the menorah that you can find in your father's house. Perish, what is pshat in that gemore? Shehen g'doylois. He meant to say, Fakel, that afilu, it's nitlan b'shtei yodayim, afilu, it's a heavy menorah. You cannot lift it up with one hand, you have to lift it up with two hands. It is also muta l'talto. V'loike Rabbeinu Chananel v'Rashi, shepirshu ka'oison shabay sabicha shem ptanis. Not the way Rashi says, that Rashi said he answered him, only a menorah ktano is muta l'talto. The muchach behedye bepeire kire de menoires telaslo chitki de kula alme shori da hainu pemuta is gedoilis. If there are no chitki, there are no engravings in the menoire, so afilu a gedoile is muta letalto. Now let us see for one minute the gemara daf mem heya mit beis and daf mem bova mit alef. Then we'll see the ram. Let us start four lines from the bottom, towards the end of the line. Avol menoire, bein nitla biyodai achas, bein nitla, it's a member of Rabbi Yechanan. No, let's start three lines before. Hoire reish lakish bitzaidon, menoire niteles biyodai achas, muta letaltolo. Bishtei yodov, osa letaltolo. Here we are speaking about a menoire, that if you have to lift it up with two hands, it's also the taltel. Rabbi Yochanan ma ein lanu al b'ner kerab shimin, avul b'neire b'ni teles b'nitlo b'yodei achas, b'nitlo b'shtei yodov, also the taltel. So we have here machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Es shtei yodov, everyone holds also the taltel. That's a large b'neire. And Yodai Achas is a machloikis. Reish Lakish is Matir, and Rabbi Yochanan Asos. The time of my, so the Gemara asks, what is the reason why Shalshtei Yodav is also libe the Kulalme, and Yodai Achas, is also according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbe ve Rabbi Yosef Tomri Tovayu, Hoyul ve Odom Koiveya Lomoke. Since Adam is Kaveya Lomokim, it is put down, it is left there, it is not usually the Shimush of this Keli is not to be moved, it is left in one place. We're not speaking about a menorah that was used in Shabbos, but Al Koponim, the Shimush of this Keli, it is put down, it is left there. So Mamele, so that is not Osi Letaltul, so Mamele, so, is makse datoi mi letautolo, so, therefore, is also letautolo. אמר לי אבאי לרב יוסף, רקילס חסנים, דאדם קייבי אל המוקים, ואומר שמור משום רבחיה, קילס חסנים, מותר לנטויסו, ומותר לפלקו בשבס. סלקופונים, you see, that's also אדם קייבי אל המוקים, ואף על פי כן, it is מותר לטלטלו. He's a Moisef, there's no shail of binyan, of stire, but al kaponim it seems that it's not mukze. Ella omar abaye b'shel chulyes. We are speaking about a menoire shel chulyes. B'shel chulyes, so Rashi says, b'menoire shel prokim, it has different parts. Shemo tipoil v'tisparek, if you're carrying it, you're moving it, it might fall, and it might fall apart. Viyach ziren, and I'll put it back together. V'nimtza oise keli. So menoire shel chulyes is awesome. So the Gemara says, Ihochi, if it is speaking about a menoire shel chulyes, so it's a different gzeira. It's a gzeira shemo yipoil viyach zireno, v'tisparek viyach zireno. Is my time de Rav Shimon ben Lokish de Shori. So why was Reish Lakish matter that it's nitl b'yodei achas? But if there's such a chash that it's olu lovu l'dei chilul Shabbos, it's a fragile menorah, and it can fall apart, and the person puts it back together. So why was he matter a menorah hanitelus b'yad achas? So the Gemara says, you're right. Chul yistake, there's no difference between nitelus b'yad achas, nitelus b'shtayot. My chulyas ke'ein chulyas, the is bei chitki. We're speaking about a menorah that has engraving in the menorah that it looks ke'ilu, it's chulyas like it has different parts. Rashi says, chetuchim sovevlo, v'doyme leprokim, oman dechozi sovar shel prokim. A person will look at this menorah, so he'll say, "Ye betaltel a menorah shel prokim." Hilka. So the Gemara feels like chulyes. If the menorah has chulyes, the taka has separate parts, and there it's zicha shchiach the gzeire shemetipol betisparik viachzireno. So according to everyone, ben gdoilo ben ktano asur le taltelo. G'day lo nami de isbachitki. If you will have a g'day lo de isbachitki, and since most menoires g'dayles have chulyes, and chitki looks like it is a chulye, is the g'day lo nami de isbachitki gzeira oto g'day lo de chulyes. So they were geyser. So Rashi says, G'day lahoyil v'darko la'asoyso shel chulyes, that is the normal steiger, is ki is beichit ki sovra de chulyes ain. People will think that this is chulyes. V'oser afilu l'reish lokish, G'dom alel, nitelus b'shtei yadayim, oser l'taltalo. That it is oser l'taltalo, if it is a large menorim, so memele, so there were guys that chitki otel chulyes. Ki pligi biktano de isbo chitki. So what is the svar of ktano? De kuli alme yodi de lav chulyes nino. That means people will realize this is only an engraving in the menorah. This is not chulyes. Because it is not the shtege to make chulyes by a menorah ktano. Ki pligi biktana de isbo chitki. Mar sovar gazrine. Rab Yochanan holds that aktana de isbo chitki gazrine. O mar sovar loy gazrine. And Reish Lakish holds they were not geyser by aktana de islo chitki. So let us go back to Tosfos. We'll come to Rashi soon again. So what does Tosfos say? Now we'll perhaps understand the Tosfos better. Omalei ka'oison shel beis avicha. So perish shehem gedolim. So that's the way Tosfos said before daf lamed hay that Aces the shaila was bechlal on a large menorah if it is mutar letaltel. So then the Dion was, it was a Dion Mestame, since it's large and heavy, so perhaps it loses the shame keli. You need two hands to lift it up. And he told him, no, it's muta, ka'ison shal beis avicho, and then we will assume Rab Zeire, we'll see in the Ran, Rab Zeire, the rich father, and a large menorah is also muta. Oik tanim, the islu chitki k'moyshe pirashti le'el. Now, Taisus says the second shot. Now, in the second shot, Taisus is going into a blot already. He told him, we are speaking about the isbu chitki, and he asked the kashe, this chitki mutter, and he told him, ka'oison shal beis avicho, and it is k'tanim, the islu chitki. So then it comes out he's paskening according to Resh Lakish, which is not so poshut. Rabbi Yechon Resh Lakish harochek Rabbi Yechon, and so the Kolben Nesanel in Perik Bei Simchov Dalet wants to be magi and Taisves the lesle chitki. He told them ktane the lesle chitki is muta. That's how the Kolben Nesanel wants to be geiris and Taisves. Now let us see for 1 minute the Ran on the Rif. Explains a little Pshat and Rashi. Daf Mem Vav Omed Aleph B'Dafei Horif. Pimutoish shall base Rabbi, the top of the Yomit. Meneiris v'loi shall chul yisoyu. This is what Rashi said also. Ka'oison shall base avicha, perish Rashi zal, shahoyu ktanis. Avol g'doilis asiri, the odom kevei alehem mokim. A g'doila is also odom kevei alehem mokim, so it is called mukze. Ulefize, Hode maskinan bepeire kol hakelim, the chol hakelim nitlim b'shabbis, that one is permitted to be metaltal all kelim, upeirish de nitlin b'shtei yodayim v'afilu b'shnei b'nei odom. In some of the Gemara, kol hakelim is mevuor, that afilu it is a heavy keli, you have to pick it up with two hands. Nochmer, afilu, you need two people to lift it up. Is davke bishar kelim deloikopti yolayu? So now he wants to fahim for Rashi that that is a keli that the only reason it is not moved around is because it is difficult to move around. But there's no akpode, it should not be moved around. That means the keli won't get spoiled or dented if it's moved around. No, practically it's not moved around because it is a heavy keli. So memele, and that, davke bishar kelim deleikopti alayu. Avol pimutois kiven dekopti alayu. Umiyachti lehu mokim. And the person is miyached amokim. He's makpid that they should be moved around, al kaponim by the big ones, it seems. So that's how Rashi learns Pshat. So the criteria is not only that they're large, but this kopti alayu. Seems these large ones, they were more precious, and they were kopti alayu, umiyachdi lumokim. The hiksha rambanzal, the bepeire kire, Shori menoira nitelas afilu bishtei yodai. There the Gemara says a menoira is muta without chulyis. Leosri elo bishel chulyis inami dis bochitki a mishum de gozrinen oto shel chulyis. Vekiven de menoira shori. So if we have an offening Gemara daf membov that a menoira is muta, pomut nami mashme de shori. Rashi God says by us that a pomut is a menorah. And the Ramban says, she'ein bein pomut le menorah, el sham neire yesh po kanim, eilech veilech, a pomut ein bo. But al koponim, he brings the Rashi in the Gemara Menoches, that without kanim, it's called a pomut. Lefikach pirish, the cha'oison shall beis avicha, hainu shahoyu gdoilus. So, punk faker, he told him, sha'oviv shall rabzeire, gabai shall melechoyu, ki de'isa b'sanhedrin, that he was a very wealthy man, and he had large menoris, va'osherhoyu. Vahoyu yaidim shepmutoi shaloi gidoilim hoyu. Vahoyson shall base Rebbe, afal pi shaosher godol hoyu. Rebbe was speaking about, the whole sugi is speaking about the pmutoi shall base Rebbe, even though he was also an osher godol. Lai hoyu bikiyim bepmoitaisim hoyu ktanim agdoilim. Shevshe shektanim hoyu. Lo yhoyo mishtamish behen elo letashmishay bilvad. So memele, so therefore that was the shayla, and he told them that afilu shel beis avicha. Hilkach afilu nitlem b'shtei yodayim nami shori letaltolinu. And the Ramban continues, u'b'shtei yodayim lav davke, elohu adin b'shnei b'nei yodam. Afilu, we have a keli that is heavier, that you need two people to lift it up, so also, it is also permissible to be metaltun. He's going to bring a raya from the next Gemara. Now let us see the next Gemara. Zog de Gemara weiter, wo Oma Rab Abe Bar Kahane, Oma Rab Chanine. Kroinoish shall beis Rebbe mutter le taltalom b'shabbos. Again, he gave a psak by the Kroinoish shall beis Rebbe. What is Kroinoish? So Rashi says, Asuya is levnei odo. But it's a little unclear. So the Piskei Harid elaborate. Kroines are agolis hoyu lemerkeves anoshim. These were wagons that the people used to ride in them. Umuta letaltalon. One is permitted to be metaltal them in Shabbos, so the Piskei Arid is moisif. Afal pi shehein nigroris, even though you schlep them. Vafilu l'Rab Yehuda, the osa ligrer mita visafsol. You're not allowed to schlep a mita visafsol. And this is a Mishnah in Bay. That Amita and Safsol, Sarashi explains, when you schlep it, you zoz ha'ofal mim koima, you move the offer, some emailer, so you're making a charitz, and there's a shayla of chayresh, or boine. Masha'en kain, these agolos that have wheels, so even though you see an indentation in the ground, there was no digging. The pressure just pushed down the earth. But as Eine Zaza offer Mimkaimai, so this is not similar at all to Chayfer or Chayrish. So Memele, now the Shaila was as follows. Rab Abe Bar Kahane said the Kroinois, these are Golois shall base Rebbe, Mutal Taltalon B'Shabbos. Omalei Rab Zeire, now these were already a heavy wagon. People used to Asuyes Livnei Odom, Lemerkeves Anoshim. You're allowed to be metaltal them in Shabbos. So here Rab Zeire asked, how heavy is it permissible that these wagons should be? Benitlim ba'odam echad, oy b'shnei b'nei odam. Is it nitl ba'odam echad, oy b'shnei b'nei odam. Amalei ka'oison shel beis avicha. Like the agolis that were in your father's house. So be'emison, so according to Tosfos and the Ramban, it's very good. Rav Zeira's father was very well to do. Mistama, he had large agolis. And the Gemara is going behadroge. He says, first we said we have large menorahs, And there we spoke about the sides that it's nitlam v'shteya dayim. Now when we came to our golas, we're speaking about even heavier, more heavier objects. You need two people to lift it up. Ba'af al pikein, it is a shame keli, it is muta l'taltal. That is the pshat according to Tosfos, it's very good, the hemshech of the Gemara. And now we can see the hemshech of the Ramban. The Ramban is Messiah. Let's go back to the Ramban on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. So the Ramban says, "Ubishtei yodayim lav davke, elohu adin bishnei bnei adam." That means there's no criteria of how heavy it is. V'hochim rinim begemore gabi kreinis. Normally, the large menorahs are nitl b'shtei yodayim. But who adin, if you'll have a menorah that is very large, nitl shnei b'nei yodam, it also is not muktzeh. And the Ramban continues, shnei b'nei yodam nami lav davke. But who adin dalet v'hei? It'll also be mutter, and he brings the Gemara in Erevin that they carry the koire, that was a masui of a sora b'nei Adam, and it also has a teiris keli. Now this is very good according to Tosfos pshat, that the first one, he was poishit leheter, so he said a large menorah, and now he asked, what about a larger agola? And he said, a larger agola is also mutter. According to Rashi, it's a little modne. According to Rashi, he asked the Mashaila, what is the halacha by a large menorah? And he told him, a large menorah is also. Only a small menorah is muta. It's makpid, kevei aloi mokim. So the davka small menorah is muta. Then what happened afterwards? Then he starts asking him about a large agola. The big day yesha, and this is Taf Pei Aleph Amud Beis in the Agos Mordechai. So he brings down the Mizrach, he holds like Rashi. Shepirish. Ba'oison shall beis avicha rotzoloyma de nitlin biyodei achas, that there he was mater biyodei achas, ukraines upamutais ein din on shove. Kraines upamutais are not of the same din, ele kraines kili tvei mipamutais. Kraines are kill, lachain boi bekraines benitlim ba'adam echad, adar afilu nitlim b'shnei adam. That's how the Mizrahi learned pshat. So be'emzen, so the big dayasha wants to emphasize, the Gram Horovitz asks Akasha, according to Rashi, if we see that afilu nitlim b'shnei adam, ayidei adam echad is also. So by kreinis you see nitazoi. So, that's according to Tosfos, it's very good. We're going nochmer. Here we were matar afilo nitle al yidei odom echod. And by kreinis afilo nitle b'shtei b'nei odom. But according to Rashi, that he was poishit lahachmer, that kreina, that pemutais is also afilo nitlo b'shtei yodayim. So what's with kreinis? So kreinis is different. Kreinis is kill from pemutais. Now we can understand a little bit, because the Ran says, kivin dekopdi olayu umiyachto luhumokim. It seems pemutais is different. The weight alone is not the only sibbe that is makes it mukte. This is kopti alayu, and by kroines, kroines aistis is not kopti alayu. So therefore, mita al yidei odom echod is ichem muta. Al yidei shnei b'nei odom, we don't know klal was at sich opgetan bebeisoi shel oviv shel rabzeire. But kaponim, that's what we have to say, this all kaponim, kroinis and pamutis have two different dinim. We'll come back soon. Va'omar Rab Abba bar Kahane, a third aloche. We're all saying the heterim that they paskin for Beis Rabbi. Hiter lahem Rab Chanine le Beis Rabbi, lishtois yayin bekroinoi shel nochi. A guy went and brought in a wagon wine, and it was in the guy's reshus, b'chaisam echot. There was only one chaisam on it. V'loi yodane imishim desavolo ki Rabbi Lezer. Does he hold like Rabbi Lezer that a chaisam echot is always sufficient? Imishim emisa de beinasiya. Could be he holds that all the time if you have wine in the reshus of a goy, you need two chaisamis. But could be Rabbi was different because Rabbi was, had a, was the, he was the Nasi, and he had the, Samaeli, he had official powers, so could be there, Dafke, Bebeis Rabbi, there were matter, Bechoy Samecha. Let us see Rashi. Im Mishum de Sava, Kerabi Lezer, Dama, Bemeseches, Avay de Zore, Yayin, Mutter, Bechoy Samecha. Im Mishum, Eimes, Edevei Nesia, Shayanochi, Amevia, Yore, Min Hanosi, Shayeshalit, Alpi Amalchus. Now Rashi says something very interesting. Mishum da airi rababe bar kahana le'el gabi nochosh nokat kol hani bishmei. So Rashi is saying something. And Rashi said it at the end of this third memre of rababe bar kahana. The Rishonim want to bring a raya that they were mater afilo pemutes gdoilois. So the Ramban says, they were mater pemutes gdoilois, he says, because that's, how does it come to the sugya? We can try all the members. So the Ramban says, because the Mishnah says, koifen ka'ore al gabi haner bishvil shloi teches bekoirem. So if you have a ner, that there's a shaila, that the flame of the ner I trapsach on with the koire that's on the roof. So you should have a pretty tall ner. If you have a small ner, how will the flame of the ner hop onto the koire? So that is the hemshah. The Ramban says that is the hemshah of the Gemara. Even the Mishnah, we were matir to be koifa ka'orish leitechas bekoirem. So it seems that we're speaking about a very tall menorah. So Mamela, the Gemara declares about the tiltal of the menorah. That is the hemshech of the Gemara. And the hemshech weiter is also, we were matter before letalto afilu nitla b'shtei yodayim. So now the Gemara calls a shayla, what's with shtei b'nei yodam? The whole Gemara has a flow in the hemshech. That's why Rashi, according to Rashi, the mamish different Gemaras. One thing is no shaykhis with the other, with the so, forget we fear ois la halacha that afke pemoites sheni telus biadachas is muta. In kroines have no shaykhis at all with pemoites. Pemoites is also b'shtei yadayim. In kroines is icha muter b'shtei yadayim or klein b'shtei b'nei adam. So there's no flow at all with the Gemara. Now the third Gemara is icha has no shaykhis with the other two. So therefore, Sarashi says, by the third Gemara, we're speaking about Yayin. So this is Zichir Abzazoi Harangebreng Do, because it's a member of Rab Abba Bar Kahane. So Rashi says, all of these are members, beide days, of Rab Abba Bar Kahane, that one is no Shaykhis at all with the Sugye. So Mamele, you can't build from the Smiches, from any one of these members to the Halacha that was mentioned before. So Mamela, you could say, the way the Big Dayesha brings down that Kroines are kill than Pemutis. And it's not a Hemshech, that the Shtei Yadayim is Mutter, Shtei B'nei Odom, the Nimor Klaus of Shtei B'nei Odom, the Ramban learns. So Mamela, these are three Maimor and Boydidim, which one is no Shaykhis with the other, and the Rai is from the last Maimor, which is no Shaykhis with Asud. Zog the Gemara weiter. Nochi Shehidlik as Haneir. What if a Nochi was Madlik Haneir Litzorchoi? Is Mishtamish La'oiroi Yisrael. So Yid is also allowed to derive benefit from this Neir. Ve'im b'shvil Yisrael, but what if the Nochri was madlikit l'tzayrech Yisrael? The Yisrael didn't tell him anything. The Nochri comes in and he sees Nebuch the Yid zitztach in the finster. So he goes, he puts on the light for him. His osa. So then the Yid is not allowed to have any benefit from the Ner. Milei mayim lahashkeis behemtoi. What happens if a guy took out water, he was shoyev from a boil, I'd say there was a reshus ha-yochid, and took it into a reshus ha-rabim, and the kavanah was lahashkeis behemtoi. And there's leftover water, mashka achav Yisrael, the water is left over, so, and it was done for the guy, so the yid is permitted to derive benefit from the water, even though in this water there was done a malocha deraisa, but that does not aser up the water. Ve'im b'shvil Yisrael, but if the whole purpose of the she'eva was for the behemis Yisrael, also, then it is also. The third case, also nochri kevesh leirat boy. A kevesh is a ramp that we're speaking about that were people on a ship. And when the ship came to port, so there was a problem, how do you get off the ship? So a guy went and made a ramp. It's Yerid Ach of Yisrael. So a Yid is permitted to go down on this ramp. Ve'im b'shvil Yisrael. But if the whole ramp was made that the Yidin should have an oifen how to get off the ship, also. Ma'ise b'rabban gamliel u'zakeinim, sh'yoboim b'sfine, v'oso nochi kevesh leiret boi, and they went down. Let us see Rashi. Im b'shvil Yisrael, osa midarabonon. That Rabbonon asked that a Yid should derive benefit from a maloche that was done through a goy for him. Milei mayim mi boir b'rishus harab. So he took out from a boir mistome that was a rishus hayochit, and he took it out into a Rishus Arab. Kevesh oisim b'sfina g'doyla leiret boy misfina liyabosh. Let us see Tosfos. Mishtamish Yisrael liyoyro. So a Yid is permitted, that means even though the snare was hudlak v'shabbos, but since it was not done, so it comes out that the whole benefit that the Yid has is coming out through a Melech Shabbos, it's mutter. V'loi gazrinon shemo yadlik. We're not geyser. If he'll be allowed to use the ner, so he might come and be madlik himself on there. That we're not geyser. Ki de gazrinon frektach taisus nagmarim be'ye peiris hanoishrim. The Gemara says that what happens if peiris fall from a tree in Shabbos, so Batsam there was no Israel whatsoever. It fell by itself. So Chazal said, if he'll derive benefit from the Peiris, Shema Yala V'Yitloish. So he might, if he'll be permitted to eat these Peiris, so he's eating Peiris and Noshru B'Shabbos, he might go and be Toilish different Peiris. Ube Mashkin Shezovu, Shema Yischoi. He might, the mashkin shezovu me'atzmon, he's not permitted to derive benefit from the mashkin, shemo yishchay. So why over here, why aren't we geyser over here, shemo yadlik? If he's permitted to derive benefit, what is the chilik? To, if the meloche occurred, al yedei atzmoy, the wind threw down the peiri, or the mashkin was of me'atzmoy, or a guy went who was madlik for himself, but lemaisa, if he'll be permitted to derive benefit from a ne'er, shehudlak b'shabbos, he might come, shema yadlik. So Tosfos answers, mishum deschite utlishe heim kalim lasais. this is a very easy pu'ula to do. The Chodesh Aviv says, what about Hadlake? So he says, the Tchilas Hadlake is more involved. You have to be Madlak Aner, so you have to put shemen and make a psila. So it involves more work. This is to be Tailish and apple is garnished. So Mamela, since the oifen of deriving benefit from a peiri that's ala ilon is very easy. It's mamish, it's a pula kala. Or schit also. The schit at lishem kalim lasis. Number one. And number two, va'odom lohu tachreyem. Lefi sheheim dvar achila. He has a gewaldic taiva for these inyonim. So memele, so will be permitted to be nene from them, so they were geyser shema yala v'yitloish, or the shema yisrei. Abo b'chol hani dahoche einen kalin lasis kol kach, to be madlik a ner, and about to give us to be mamala from a boyer, and to make a kevesh is not from the dvorim akalim. And number two, when Adam lohu tachreyem, so memele, so if there's not such a large taiva and it's not such an easy malach involved in order to bring it about, they won't goyz. Zektais v'zvaita, ve'im b'shvil Yisrael osa. But if the nochi was madlik for Yisrael, it is osa. So that Taisus says, a shayla, what does osa mean? Does osa mean only that Yisrael is not permitted to derive benefit from it since it was hudlik for that Yisrael? Or it's also for any yid? So Taisus says, nired da osa l'chol Yisrael. That no one is permitted to derive benefit from this melocha that was done l'tzayrich Yisrael. T'dav ke bechutz l'tchum derabonon b'perik bakil ma'arvin u'bein tzodin. Abba b'shvil Yisrael zemut al Yisrael achem. Something that was brought chutz l'tchum for one yid. So there the Gemara says it is muta for a second yid. Why is it that way? Because tchumim are an isa derabonon. So memele, they were only machmer for a yid that the melacha was done from. But for a second yid it is muta. Abba b'sura deraisa ki hocheloi. But here we're speaking about Hadlokes haner, or haitzor. So here an Yisrael deraisa was done l'tzayrech Yisrael. So here they asked it for all yim. Vaktoisves, va'afal gav, the Yisrael hamevashel b'shabes b'shoigek yayochel. Rameya holds, Taisus Paskins like Rameya, that a yid cooks in Shabbos b'shoigek, so it is mutter for him. It is mutter for everyone. So we see afilu by an iser d'erais it is mutter. So we see by the wamata by an iser d'erais. Is hosom loichashin and isharis leilechel dilma osel v'shuli b'meizet. There was no reason to be geyser. The iker is a skila v'chomer alei. That means you don't have to be afraid if a yid will cook something b'shoigik, he'll cook it for another yid. He'll cook it for himself. That b'meizid, that if it'll be matter the tavshol, so it'll come about and do b'meizid also. The ike is a skila b'chamer alei. Avol b'nochi ha'oisel etzayrech Yisrael. If it will ever become mutter to any yid, yishor yislei osel lemeimel l'nochi lasos b'shvila. So memele here there's a gzeire that he might tell the guy if it'll be permissible, it's not gewaldic. The guy to talk and it's mutter. So memele, if the guy doesn't have enough seichel to do it, I'll tell him to do it. So memele, so there chazal asim. For everyone, afilo wasn't leinasa b'shvila. Taktach teisves v'leidami laha da'ama la'el. Nochi shebol chabeis ein oimrim loy kabei. That if he's coming to extinguish a fire, you're not permitted to tell him to do it. But va'al techabe, you also don't have to tell him. If he's doing it, he's doing it for me. Afal piken, I don't have to stop it. Va'hocha osak sha'ise b'shvil Yisrael. Here it's, and that's a problem. So there, Lachayre, there's also an Isser de Araise. Akaponim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's an Isser de Araise. And he's doing it for me. And Vafal Pikain, I don't have to stop him. It's good. But the Rosh even brings down, I'm permitted to bring him to the fire. It doesn't show him that it's burning. If a Tom Seichel, that's all be a Seichel. He'll extinguish the fire. And here it says that it is also to derive benefit from the Meloche. So Taisva says, that he's doing for his own benefit. He wants to get paid for it. And therefore, it is mutter to derive benefit from the Meloche. You don't have to stop him. Hani mili bekibui chiyotze boi shein Yisrael nene b'maisa hanochi. There the Yid is not nene b'maisa hanochi. I mean, the hano is, let's say that he was mechaba the eish. So the hano is that the rest didn't burn. That's the hano. So the hano that the furniture didn't burn, that the food didn't burn. So he's not nene b'maisa hanochi. So there they didn't asa. It's a psasilu kehezek. It's a mavriach ari that he didn't let the fire come and be mazik. But I don't have ano the maisa hanochi. I'm not deriving benefit from it. It's just that because of this kibui, some emele, so the macholim did not get burnt. But that's not the Maisa Anochi. The Maisa Anochi was not in the Macholim. The Maisa Anochi was in the H. Avol Hochi, Sheguf Yisrael Nene B'Maisa Shonochi. But over here we're speaking about that the Yisrael is Nene B'Maisa Denavshe Ka'ovid. Hoyol V'Anochi Miskaven La'Anosoi. Since Anochi, even though it's Adaita Denavshe, but Anochi Miskaven La'Anosoi, and hoche gufa Yisrael nene b'maise shal nochi. The lashon of Tosfos is unclear. That what Tosfos says, guf Yisrael nene b'maise shal nochi, because in the second case of the Mishnah we're speaking about that the behemah has ano. I mean, he's deriving ano. His momen is having ano. But the lashon guf Yisrael nene b'maise shal nochi is unclear. The kaponim Tosfos seems to be saying that if the Yisrael is deriving hanoah, direct hanoah from the Meloche, he's deriving benefit from the Meloche, so then it is also, even though it's adai to the nafshi of it. But since he's doing for, I mean, atut, he hopes to get paid for it. But he wants to be mahanami. And I'm deriving hanoah from the Meloche, so that chazal also to derive hanoah. They were geyser. You might, if it'll be permissible, so you might come and tell him to do it. Asha'enken by kibui, the hano that he has is not from the melocha of the nochi. That is pshat is that he was mechaber the eish, and what is left over, that is the hano. So that's just a psasilu kehezik, a mavriach ari, but it's not considered that the nochi was mahanami. So therefore, they did not answer to derive benefit from the melechas nochi. You don't have to stop him. Let us see the Gemara before we see the next Tosfos. Utzriche, why do you need all these three tziyurim in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Diashmina ne'er, Mishum de ne'er le'echad, ne'er le'meyer. Avo mayim, so in the case that he's madlik the ne'er le'tzolchoi, so there's no mokim lesser, he's madlik it le'tzolchoi. In Ne'er Le'echad, Ne'er Le'meyeh, that there's no Hesophis Meloche in that a Yid has Ano from it also. So therefore it is Mut, he's doing it for himself, and the Yid is deriving benefit. Avol Mayim, Ligzer Duma Osi Lafushe Bishvil Yisrael. Maybe, there's Yidin there also, so maybe, even though he's doing it for himself, but maybe he'll shep more that the Yid should also have Ano. So we're not chayish for that. The kevish lomali. Kevish is lomaisa b'chine of ne'er le'echad, ne'er le'meyeh. He's making the kevish for himself. Moral says the whole thing he brought on Kevish is Maiser the Rav Gamliel is Kainim Kamash. Maloney wants to bring a Maiser Rav that there was such a case that the guy made the Kevish for himself and they derived benefit from it. Neila echod neila mei. Kivin Rashi says kivin the nochi letzolcha hidlikoi. Leka lemeimer the bishvil Yisrael apish. That means there's one hadlake and if he's doing it for himself, so there's no mokim lesson. Kevish lomali adayme de neru kevish lechad kevish lemei. Zuk the gemara weiter. Tana rabban. Nochi sheliket asabim. Machil Achav Yisrael. If the Nochi was Malaket Asabim for his behemoth, and his behemoth, so Lamaisa was a Malachis Taylish, he was Taylish Asabim for his behemoth. So after he finished with his behemoth finished eating it, Machil Achav Yisrael. Because this was not done, Letzairich Yisrael. V'im Bishvil Yisrael, also. But if the Nochi was Malakit Bishvil Yisoil, so the middle, that's also like the other cases in the Mishnah. Milei Mayim Lahashkeis Behemtoi. That's the second Bov in our Mishnah. Mashka Achav Yisoil, Bishvil Yisoil also. Bamed Borim Amurim She'ein Makiroi, Avol Makiroi also. Now, if the guy is makir, the yid, so then it is also. We'll see why this is also. But Eini is going on a different halacha, not on the halacha of makiri. Eini, for Omar Avuna, Omer Rabbi Chanine, Ma'amid Odom behemta yalgabi yasabim b'shabes, avolo yalgabi muktze b'shabes. The Gemara asks Akasha, how is it permissible? For if the Nochi was Malaket Asabim, is Machal Achav Yisroel. We learned Mamid Odom Behem Tel Gabi Asabim Bishabis. A person is allowed to bring his Behemah Al Gabi Asabim Bishabis, that the Behemah eats the Asabim. Avoloi Al Gabi Muktze Bishabis. But to bring the Behemah to eat Dvorim Muktzim, Chazal Asad. Why did they Asad Dvorim Muktzim? Because they were afraid that the Baal HaBehemeh might pick up the Dvorim Muktzim in order to make it easier for the Behemeh to eat it. That means if the Behemeh is eating a Dvorim Muktzim, so they were afraid the Baalim might be metaltal the Muktzim L'Tzorich Behemtoi. So therefore they asked for Odom Lahamid Behemtoi Agabi Muktzim. So Bameleh frak the Gemara, how are you allowed to go? Machal Achav Yisrael is allowed to bring his behemoth to eat these Asabim Tlushim B'Shabes. Asabim Tlushim Amukzim. So how is he permitted to do this? And for the Gemara, the Koyim Lo Ba'apa V'Ozlehi V'Ochlo. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Machil Achav Yisrael as Behemtoi, Achav Davke Noket Bekulu, the Nochi Litzayrech Atzmoy Ovid, so after he finished using it, if there's anything left over, the Yid might derive benefit. Avol Makiroi Osa, Kosalke Daitech, the Ovid Nami Adaitei Didei. So the Gemara's Havamina was that as long as it's Makiroi, so he's doing it for two purposes. He's doing it for himself, and he's also doing it for the Yid, and that alone is also. If you're doing it for two purposes, it is also. Mamid Odom Behemte Agabi Asabi Mechuborim, Bishabes Lirois, Velekel Amigzel, Shemo Yitloish, Viachel. That we want Goizel. That he'll go and be toilish to Asabim to give it to the Behemah. Zichah nisht. Aba ve'ein noy ma'mido gabi muktze, shema yitol biyodei v'yachil. So we see if the Behemah is eating dvorim muktzim, he's not permitted to be around. Zagzeire, he might be metaltal the machol and be machol the Behemah. V'anami muktzim ninu da Asabim tlushim ha-muktzim. L'gabi tiltol, da'es mol havo michol borim. So why is it permitted? So the Gemara says, that what it says is machal achov, it means as follows. The koim leba ape shleitif nilamokim achem. That what it says, machal, not that he brings it to that mokim. He prevents it from going to a different place. Va'ozla va'ochlo. So later, he's just directing it from the vitans to go in that direction. Avul hu einai oimid alo asabim korvlam, aba einai chanami. He is not permitted to be oimid al asabim. The neichish l'shem o'yitel v'yachl. Here we have to be afraid, Taka, since they are muktzim, we have to be afraid shem o'yitel v'yachl. Now let us see Tosfos. Mashke achrov Yisrael, v'mishvil Yisrael osa. Oimer Rabbeinu Tam. So the second case of the Mishnah that says a tzir of Iser Mishvil Yisrael is speaking about Behemtoy. The first case is speaking about that the Yid alone is deriving benefit from the Ne'er. The second case is speaking about that the Behema is deriving benefit from the Mai. Now the Rabbeinu Tam had a problem. Why did we switch those who are deriving benefits? Let's also speak about that the goy was shayev mayim from a boer. He took it out of boer b'shus harabim, so he took it out from b'shus hayochel b'shus harabim. If he wanted, he took it out to give to the yid to drink. So Lamai said, is also, why did he all of a sudden start talking about a bein? Aymer rabbein etam, mide noket behem hemtoy, v'loy noket milei mayim la'atzmoy, so Vaistois Davke Lahashkois Behemtoi Osa. Davke Lahashkois Behemtoi Osa, why? Mishum Shleihoyo Yochel Lahaviyo Leseichaboyo. Because here it is considered that he's deriving benefit from the Meleches Akum, because he could not take the Behemoth, and the Behemoth can't climb down into the Boyo. So Memele, without the Meleches Nochi, this Hanah would have been impossible to derive. So the whole Hanah is coming about because the Nochi did it for me. So Memele, so Chazal asked that. The same thing by Ne'er. Without the Meleches Nochi, I wouldn't be able to be Ne'er from the Ne'er. So there Chazal asked. But if we are speaking about to drink the water that the Nochi was Shoye for me, so here you can say this formula, without the Nochi, I wouldn't have been able to drink the water. Avol hu atzmoi, he is permitted to drink the water that the goy was shayi for him, even though the goy did a malacha deraisa. Why? Because I don't need the goy's malacha. The metapis v'oile, metapis v'yoyret. That means if the goy would have not shept the water, I could have climbed down into the boir and drink the water myself. So since I can go down into the boir and drink this water myself, so it's not considered that I'm deriving benefit from the goy, even though I'm just deriving its menias atircha. Is loy asro loy bishvil shemilu oisay nochi. So Chazal did not ask us, so that what the goy did it for me, since I don't need the meleches akum for this hano, so they never asked it. V'hod asrinim b'gmore nochi sheliket asabim l'tzoyrech Yisrael. I say the same thing. The yid could have brought Bishlam by boyer. You can tell me, a mice of the boyer cannot climb down, the behemoth could not climb down into the boyer. But by the liket asabim, he could have been meilech the behemoth, and the behemoth could have eaten the sabim. Ava gav diso yochalahamid behemtoy al gabi asabim bimechuba. So why is it considered I'm deriving benefit from the melech asakum? It is speaking about that the source of asabim was on the other side of the no. It was impossible for him to bring over the bein. de dum je de maas niet een eigen haai betreie vrede naar is. En bij mij geel een leel in de beur. This is similar to the case of Mayim. So just like by Mayim we are speaking about a tzir that without the Malachas Akum he would not be able to have this benefit, hu adin, by Asabim Tlushim. The Afal Gav Vahach Bove the Milei Mayim Mishum Chiddish the Teirek Tonilo Kedemuchach Bigmore. He wants to tell me, Jesus, that you're not Goyzer Dilma Osi Lafushim Aye. So that's why, so Mele, so could be, we'll see by an Odom, there's not such a big tzairich lafushimai, because the others doesn't drink so much water. But by Behemah, we have really a chiddush over here in the tzad heter. So could be he chapped on Behemah als the tzad heter, mishum chiddush the tzairich tonilo, kedemuchach bigmore. But he says that this is also true. That what the tzad isa we mentioned by behemah is to tell me that is only also by a behemah. Because by a behemah, without a malachas akum, he would not be able to derive benefit from this mayim. That's the shittas Rabbeinu Tam. For avaravel yo heviraya lahatir. Also, like the Rabbeinu Tam, mi peiris sheyotzu chutz l'tchum. There were peiris in the tchum, v'yotzu chutz l'tchum. So now, without this yitziyah, these peiris were accessible to me. They were in the tchum. Now is yotzu chutz l'tchum v'chazru. Shaloi hefsidu heteiren horishin, kidama beperik mi shaitziyu. So here the halacha is that one is permitted, nafilu, the one shehuva bishviloi is also permitted to use these peiris. Now, even though these peiris were brought in from me, from chutzlatchum, afal piken, it's permissible to use them. So what is the lomdis? So Mustama the Lomdis is because since theoretically I did not need this Malacha in order to enable me to derive benefit from these peiris, because before Sheyotzu Chutzlatchum they were in my Tchum, so I was able to derive benefit from these peiris without the Malacha. So even though Lemaisa there came a Matzev that I was unable to derive benefit from the peiris, because it's yotzu chutz l'tchum, and I'm only able to derive benefit at shehechziru, afal piken it is mutter, since before I was able to derive benefit from the peiris without the chazor. So zakolshkein, over here, if I could have, this water I could have drunk by going down into the boil, so it is zichel, not also to that a guy was shoyev these mayim and he brought it to me. Because I'm not deriving benefit from this mayim because of the malachas akum. That was the raya from the Rabbeinu Liyo. Hu adin mayim shemetchila o yeyoche lo vishom. So the same thing, o yeyoche leilach velishtesh som, ve'yinochi derech eshus harabim. The show. That's the raya. So the Rabbeinu Liyo brought a raya from an offene gemara. So we see this musig. If without the melacha was possible to derive benefit, so memele chazal never asked. So Taisva says, if you're bringing a raya from a gemara, kemezich dinge. V'loy dami. Tahosam lois avide behu isura diyeraisa. There wasn't done a malacha d'yeraisa, so the mele, so there you could say such a svarim, that since without the malacha I could have also have derived benefit, so the mele, so therefore Chazal didn't ask it. But could be by malacha d'yeraisa, it is more chomo. Miyu le'inyin oisei Yisrael atzma ilay matzin nuchilik. So there's two pshatim in the marshon, marshal, what Tosis means to say over here. The Loshna Tosis Dachsame, it's more meduyik, this first pshat, the pshat is as follows. Tosis wants to say, could be the Rabbeinu Eliyahu's raya is a raya. Before we had, before Tosis differentiated between Amalocha de Araisa and Amalocha de Rabbanan as follows. Amalocha de Araisa that was done for a Yid is also for everyone. Amalocha de Rabbanan that was done for a Yid, Tchumim that was done for a Yid, is only also for that Yid, but is not also for a different Yid. That was the differentiation, that's what Tosis differentiated between Amalocha de Araisa and Amalocha de Rabbanan. Al Koponim, we have a klal by a malacha de rabbana that was done for a yid. It is also for that yid. That lamaisa is also a malacha de rabbana that was done for that yid. It is also for that yid. Miyul in yenoisa yisrael atzmei lemetzinu chilek. That means by a malacha de rabbana they asked it for that yid. So why didn't they ask it now for the yid that it was uva bishviloi? What are you telling me? Because it's a darabona. But a darabona, they also asked for the one that was uva bishvila. And here it is muta. So kochach, you see that they only asked if without the malacha, the yid would never have had it. But without the malacha, the yid could have also had it, because before it was b'seichat chum, they never asked. So Meus HaTaisus means to say, so it's wrong what you want to slug up the Raya, the Raya and the Rabbonon. Because La'ois, La'inyan, Oysa Yisrael, the Rabbonon is also Osa. V'aval Pikein Itiru, because he could have done it without the Malach. Could have derived benefit without the Malach. So this is the Shittas Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Leo. The Riaimel, the Ri disagrees. The Hu Adin Li Yisrael Atzma Yosa. That for the Yisrael, if a Yisrael of Akum or Shayiv Mayim for a Yisrael, even though the Yisrael could have gotten this water himself, but now that the Goy brought it through Amalocha the Reis, it's also. V'hai denok at behemtoi lashmin in Rebuse in the Reishet. That if the goy was shoyiv bishvil atzmoi, like gazrin into ma'osi lafushe bishvil Yisrael, that's the chiddush. When that goy is a dil ma'osi lafushe, shebehema regila lishtes harbe, so memela there is a mokim to think maybe we should be goyza. So we say no, we're not goyza. Av Yisrael atzmoi pshitze de shoyisa achov, the lekel amegish kolai dil ma'osi lafushe. The bedliya achas Moshe harbe letzoyche yotzoyach Yisrael. So memele the ichabton behemet because of the reisha of the tzad heter by shoyev laatzmoy, but the tzad iser afilu for Yisrael will also be yos. That's what the Ri holds. Lefize im nimshiru amayim letzoyach Yisrael ze also lechol Yisrael. If yeike yisur de reisha kigoyin shemeviyam derech rishus harabim. Who's Mavad Aldamas, I'm a Shusayach of the Shusarab. Avor Bekalmelis, Shori Li Yisrael Achim. But if a Goy was Shoyev in the Kalmelis, so Memela, so here we have the Klolim, like we have by Tchumim. Now by Tchumim, it is only also for the Yid, Shehuva Bishvili. V'yesh Rotsu Loima, the Davke Shtia Asura. That they only asked to derive Hanoa Shtia. Avalilchaitz yodov veraglov v'shar tashmishim shari. That they didn't answer, even though it was nasa b'shvila. K'dama b'peik cheresh, k'abietz yok ilchesulei mavteiches tebei medroshe, amaleida betalye v'talyise, they'd lost the mavteiches. They said, let's take a yingle and a meidl, letaylu hosom, dimashkechlu maisilu. They'll bring it. Alma yechayim lihonis mafteches l'shtamish ben b'shabes. So memela. So we see the only, even though lechayre Tosis Nahamina learned that it was uva b'shvilon, they are in for desving this mutter l'shtamish. They nearly klal the hosam ain oisim l'das Yisrael. They didn't bring l'das Yisrael. They're stamazoy children, and they find keys. They'll bring it to show what they found, but not that they have any intentions to bring it, open up the base medrash. But oy, the reikavish v'neir, Taisi says, how could you say that they only ask such tia? Kevish v'ner v'kama dvorim da'osa l'ishtamish ben b'shabish k'nasim l'tzarech Yisrael. Ochenami lo ishna shtia v'lo ishna shal tashmishim asirich.